healthy teeth. Matasi sat on the edge of his bed, pressing his palm against his cheek. The dull, throbbing pain had started the day before, but he had not told anyone. The thought of sitting in a dentist's chair made his stomach churn. His friend Kari had told him all about her visit to the dentist, the bright lights, the long needles, and, worst of all, the sound of the drill. She had said, "My teeth hurt more after a visit to the dentist. I couldn't eat for a week." Kari's stories haunted Matasi, and he swore never to set foot in a dentist's clinic. He sat in silence, hoping the pain would disappear on its own. But it did not. Instead, it grew worse, spreading through his jaw. By evening, he could hardly eat his dinner. His mother asked if he was okay. He just nodded and forced a smile. That night, the pain became unbearable. It felt as though a tiny hammer was pounding inside his tooth, relentless and unforgiving. He was convinced that all his teeth were now sick. He tossed and turned, biting his lip to keep from crying out. By 5 o'clock in the morning, he could not take it anymore. He stumbled into his parents' room, gently shaking them awake. "Baba," he whispered, his voice tight with discomfort. His father blinked, confused, then sat up quickly when he saw Matasi's tear-streaked face. "What is it, son?" "My tooth. It hurts so much." Matasi's mother took one look at the slightly swollen cheek and knew there was trouble. Within half an hour, Matasi and his parents were in a matatu heading to the only dental clinic open at that hour. Every bump in the road sent a fresh wave of agony through Matasi's jaw. He remembered Kari's scary stories, but he imagined that facing the dentist would be better than the throbbing pain. They arrived at the clinic. The waiting room smelled of antiseptic, and the walls were painted a calming blue that did little to ease Matasi's anxiety. He sat, tense, watching as a nurse called his name. "You'll be okay," his mother assured him with a gentle squeeze of his shoulder. The dentist, a kind-looking woman, greeted him with a warm smile. "Let's see what's going on here," she said gently, as she adjusted the overhead light. Matasi squeezed his eyes shut, preparing for the worst. To his surprise, the dentist was calm and careful. She spoke softly, explaining each step of the examination. "You've got a cavity," she said after a moment. "It's not deep. We can fix it with a filling." Relief washed over Matasi like a cool breeze. The procedure was over in no time. The filling was quick and painless. "You were brave," the dentist told him as she handed him a small pamphlet. "This will help you take care of your teeth better. Brush your teeth twice a day, floss regularly, and avoid eating many sweets. Cavities are sneaky, but good hygiene keeps them away." As they went back home, Matasi felt lighter. He thought of Kari's stories again. "Cavities are sneaky, but good hygiene keeps them away." As they went back home, Matasi felt lighter. He thought of Kari's stories again. Was I lucky to get a gentle dentist, or were Kari's stories exaggerated? He vowed to share his experience with her.